Well, good evening, Wahoos. On a surprisingly warm evening after some unusual weather in the last couple of days, but it's nice to be back in the studio. And what a great time of the year for the Cavaliers, who are surging in the Director's Cup standings and going back to the College World Series. And Hobbo, what do you say?
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about tennis tonight in the national championship, two out of the last 3 years, which is an amazing accomplishment for Brian Bolin and the tennis team. But you got to talk a lot about a baseball team. It just has been an amazing run for these guys. It's kind of reminiscent to me of the 1984 Final Four basketball run. As you recall, that year the team was really in question as to whether or not they were going to get an invitation to the NCAA tournament. And lo and behold, they find their way to Seattle in the Final Four. So, you know, Virginia baseball just shows if you can win when it counts, makes all the difference.
Well, no doubt. They had to compete in the play-in game just to get into pool play of the ACC tournament.
And then laid an egg. Well, really, I mean, no, they had the 5-2 lead against Miami, and when they lost that lead in the eighth inning, it's like the air went out of the balloon.
That's right.
For the rest of the week.
But, you know, it's interesting. I think, obviously, in sports you see runs. And Virginia had swept North Carolina just prior to the ACC tournament to even become competitive to get into the tournament. Then they won the play-in game, which I believe was Georgia Tech, right? Wasn't that the big – and they used the mercy rule. Ended the game after about an hour because Virginia was so far ahead. And then, of course, they had some tough luck in the tournament and just could not put those people away. They go out to California
and play
spectacular baseball. I mean,
And then this weekend, I mean, not only did they win, but the way they won, you know, being down both games in the eighth inning, having to rally on Friday, and then the rally in the ninth on Sunday. So it's a special moment. I always talk about moments in life, and that's true of athletics. But regardless of what happens the rest of the way, the kids on this team will never forget this run to the College World Series.
Oh, no doubt. Particularly the eighth and ninth hitters in the lineup. You just don't see that. You don't expect it. You don't see it. It never happens.
Now, my wife asked a good question.
Yeah.
The dog pile. Does anybody ever get hurt in that? I mean,
you know,
baseball players, all you got to do is tweak a finger or something. You can't hold the bat. I'm not sure the dog pile. I know it's a tradition, but may not be the best tradition, you know, until you win the whole thing, and then you got a whole winter to get better.
Well, it happened on the tennis courts out there in Waco, Texas. You know, they were climbing all over Mitchell Frank, and, you know, it's a hard court surface.
Well, we know he was a senior. Why not?
Yeah,
right?
Just
his eligibility's over. What the heck? You know.
Anyhow, we are delighted to be on the air tonight, and we've got a great lineup. This is through a scheduling change due to Brian Bolin's grandfather passed away over the weekend, and so he had to fly to join his family, and we send him our condolences and best wishes. We know that that's where he needs to be. And we found a terrific substitute right off the tennis team, the number three singles player and one of the partners in the number three doubles team for the national champion Wahoos. Colin Altamirano will be joining us. And for those of you maybe not that familiar with some of the stars on the tennis team, this young man was the number one recruit in the nation in tennis. He tested the pro waters for a little while and then decided maybe he should go to college and chose UVA. So we are going to jump quickly to Colin, who I think has just come online. Colin, good evening to Who's Talking.
This is Colin. How's it going?
It's going great. We are so delighted that you could fill in for your coach. And I'm told that you can handle any question and you've got a good sense of humor, so brace yourself, all right?
I don't know about that, but, you know, I'll do my best.
All right. So, you know, Sacramento, California is a long way from UVA.
Not close.
Tell me, how did that happen?
Brian Bolin recruited me and, you know, told me to come take a visit, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I didn't actually know what to expect. And glad I'm here. Glad I'm in this beautiful green state, that's for sure.
Well, we are delighted that you decided to come play college tennis and forego the pro career, at least for a couple of years or maybe more. Obviously, you're leading a charmed life. Good timing is everything these days. Must have been a lot of fun playing on a team that continues to rack up victories against the rest of the ACC. It was either the 9th or 10th consecutive ACC tournament championship for the Cavaliers.
And what is it, like 138, 139 consecutive matches? Colin, yeah. Gosh, you know?
It's remarkable. what Brian Bowen's doing is just it's unheard of. It's pretty special.
Yeah, it almost goes back to before Colin was born. Not quite, but almost.
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing this a while, and he's a pretty young guy. So it's remarkable what he's doing.
Well, we know that. I think what you're doing is remarkable. Was double checking some records and some matches and so forth, and you know, I saw where you played in the Futures and the Challengers last summer and fall, and apparently playing guys like Cole Schreiber and folks like that, apparently that wasn't enough of a challenge, so you wanted to come play college tennis. But I did see where you got to play former Wahoos Michael Shabazz, who I got to know,
yeah,
and Sanam Singh, who is both those guys are terrific guys. I got to meet them a few years ago, and they were both class of 2011. So that must have been a lot of fun to see them on the pro circuit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a blast. Yeah, I played, I think I played both of them last year, maybe even a couple of times. But, yeah, it was cool to meet those guys, especially before I came to UVA and got to know them. And those guys are just the nicest human beings. So it was fun to get to know them actually before I came here. So that was cool.
All right. So looking at the NCAAs this year, and people always talk about big matches and big moments. Mm-hmm. So Virginia has to travel out there to Waco, Texas, of all places, where that has to be kind of a pretty rough trip on several levels. But you know, further still, you've got to play Baylor, a team that seemed to have the Wahoos number this year in the semis, and you guys somehow dispatched them 4-2. Talk about that match for a moment. And apparently there was a lot of things going on, not only on the courts, but around the courts. And sort of fill us in on what that was like.
You know, it was a lot of energy, you know, from both teams and the crowd. I mean, obviously we didn't have the crowd for us, but you know, we had our fans, and you know, it was a pretty exciting time. You know, we all went out there and just brought just so much energy and effort, and it got pretty heated. It got pretty intense, and you know, nobody wanted to lose. It was pretty special that we were able to come out on top, even after losing the doubles point. And you know, credit to the guys and our coaching staff. I mean, yeah, that was just a huge win for us, and you know, gave us a lot of confidence going into the finals.
Well, for our listeners, the Wahoos lost a very hotly contested doubles competition to start that semifinals. I see where Ryan Shane and Corintelli, they lost 8-4. I don't think that happened very many times this year. And then Stislinger and Kwiatkowski were able to prevail 8-6, and then you guys lost in a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
and then remarkably, both you and your doubles partner, JC Aragon, both of you guys came back and won singles matches. Talk about the psychology of you know, the little timeout break that you have between doubles and going to singles. How did you guys turn that around and use that to your advantage psychologically?
You know, JC's a tough guy. You know, that was impressive for him to come back and you know, win his singles match. He won a straight set. He went pretty handily. I mean, tough straight sets, but you know, they're all going to be tough out there. And you know, for me, you know, I was just, you know, I wasn't actually too mad about losing the doubles. I don't think JC was either. We were actually excited because, you know, the times before, you know, I don't think we even came close to winning the doubles point. And you know, for us to be a couple points away, a point here, a point there, I think it actually maybe kind of inspired us a little more and motivated us a little more to be like, wow, hey, we got this. We got this. Like, let's get to work. And, you know, it was easy too. You know, you're not playing for yourself out there. So it's easy to get motivated and get fired up for singles.
You know, I noticed that at the end of that match against Baylor, which was a terrific victory for the Wahoos, that both you and Mitchell Frank, your matches ended almost simultaneously.
Yeah.
you know, like the ball, one ball went wide and the other ball went in the net, and everybody looked around like all of a sudden you guys won two matches and it was over.
Yeah, it was actually really funny. You know, I finished my match and I didn't know what was going on with Mitchell's match. I didn't know he was even close to being finished. And I got done and shook the hand. Everybody's like, we won. And I'm like, oh, that's great.
That must have been kind of wild.
Yeah. It was a kind of an exciting, kind of sudden thing because I thought, you know, we still had a ways to go. And, you know, it was cool. It was nice to know that we actually won pretty handily, too, and came back even though, you know, down the doubles point.
So in the finals against Oklahoma, which for all practical purposes, they're almost playing in their backyard as well, just like BYU. So I know they had tons of fans. And
They did.
Yet you guys took it to them from the start. You swept the doubles, winning all three doubles matches to get the doubles point. And then Ryan, Shane, Mitchell Frank, yourself, Kwiatkowski, you guys, boom, 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 took care of business.
Yeah.
Oklahoma only won one singles match, so you guys crushed them.
Yeah. No, it was, you know, I think actually that match is credit to our coaching staff, you know, Brian Bowen, Dustin Taylor, and Scott Brown. You know, they got us ready. They got us inspired and excited for the moment.
Well, you know, sometimes suspense is overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It doesn't hurt once in a while to win easy. Well, not easy, but win decisively. Get the right word here.
Yeah, it was great to actually kind of, you know, when we got up, we kept going instead of we didn't really let them back into it. That was the exciting part. You know, we put it all together at the end and probably played our best dual match there.
So where is the NCAA trophy as we speak?
It's at Brian Bowen's house. He
what does he treat that like the Stanley Cup? He just rides around with it for a year?
Yeah, I mean he probably sleeps with it. You know? But it is definitely there, and every time I walk in his house, it's, you know, it's right by his side.
You know, a couple years ago, Colin, when Virginia won the NCAA title for the first time.
Yeah.
I saw Brian a day or two afterwards, and he and I were standing underneath, you know, the deck there at Davenport Field watching the baseball team. And he was so exhausted, but he had this giant smile on his face because, as you well know, Virginia had been knocking on the door for years prior to that.
Oh, yeah.
And he was so tired of being teased by Brian O'Connor and Dom Starcher and everybody.
Gotcha.
You know, when are you going to get this done? And you know, all he said to me was, "We got it done. We got it done."
You know, Colin, that's a good point. What's the secret of Virginia tennis? I'm sure it's having good players like you, but beyond that, is there a particular secret that Brian has discovered?
You know, I there's no secret. You know, you look at who's on the coaching staff and who they recruit. You know, you see why they're, you know, we do so well. You know, Brian runs a team and he does it. Not to be biased, probably unbiased. In my opinion, he did the best this year, and you know, all credit kind of goes to him. You know, putting together the environment and the staff to have a team to be able to win the national championship and do it. You know, they did in 2013 and now 2015.
That's
know,
right.
That's impressive. And
yeah,
being
two
in the
out
finals,
of three.
How many times before that? So, you know. There's no secret, you know, hard work and, you know, the type of environment he brings is a winning one, that's for sure.
Well, Colin, I know you're looking forward to next year. I guess you're going to be pushing Ryan Shane for number one in the lineup. I know that'll be some exciting tennis, playing the defending national singles champion, and give you plenty to get excited for and practice for. And
exactly.
We thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope maybe we can bring you back next year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great night.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Before we head to break here, just want to let our listeners know tonight's show is dedicated to my brother, John. He passed away back in late April, and he was a devoted Virginia fan, and I'm going to miss him.
Well, I think I speak on behalf of Chris Sill and Jesse, our engineer here, and all of our listeners in extending condolences. I know this has been a very difficult period for you and your family, and John, obviously a terrific guy, and as you say, going to be missed by a whole lot of people, particularly his family. So we certainly concur wholeheartedly in dedicating the show to him.
Very good. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Olympic sports a little bit.